Blog Talk Radio.
Help. Fitting track right off of, the 5-0 Citizen Recordings label, the All Rights Reserved Special Edition, which is what we're examining tonight in the form of shady journalism and other demeaning attempts to dupe the Patient Advocate Network and the Garden Culture Potential for an alternative economy. And so bridging that, we are using the women's bathroom to produce the live blogcast radio release at the Slammer. And in this moment, she's going to use it. So go for it. Use it or lose it. And we're going to continue on with this blogcast like we do. And I'm going to step out because we have obviously offended one of the local yokels. So we're going to have to move into the lottery and gamble from the lobby of the Black and Blue or the Slammer, whatever you want to call it. The candy cane, which is really all lit up in a very meaningful holiday decor. So Bud Justice on the line, being quick about it as I relocate my temporary transmission station, my vibration station, to the lobby where it's going to be a little more challenging, so to speak, with the background noise, but she wouldn't have it. She's easily offended, just like Madeline Martinez and and the so-called normal heads for the Reformation marijuana laws, which are now taking the form of a corporatocracy of interests. And in this case, we're referring to the recent Willamette Week article, today's release, We the People, the preamble that we get to overcome as the Willamette Week introduces the most driving facet of our economy, which is the marijuana marketplace today. Well, it doesn't resemble anything of a marketplace from this perspective. This is the Kinship Association, Oregon Progressive Blog Talk label. And what you get here is a straight scoop, harmonic standards, and a synchronic order of high regard and sky time influence. So without further ado, we're going to move right into it and bring on our fellow oops, there's my power supply. Good God. And I've just been re-informed not to enter the ladies' room at the Blogcast Radio Show, despite the volume of our background noise. We will make do. And in this case, coming at you live, Lex, help me with the situation here. You know, the pan agent out in the field is always trying to strip some live in the moment type of high time release, and in this case, I need to bring in an extra heavy funny backup, and that's exactly what we're gonna do. Hey, Lex, you there?
Yep, I'm here. My back is killing me.
Well, like I said, I was just reminded that. Well, yeah, I'm causing quite a stir as we broadcast live on tonight's Blog Talk Progressive channel, and in so doing, having to really stabilize the vibes as we've attracted some attention now that we've stepped into this vortex of interest. In this case, I want to get your two cents and pick your head about this article, and let's just start from the beginning. What do you think about the title, Weed the People? What does that imply to you?
It would be nice if it was really aiming toward more positive views, and in ways the article's got some positive natures to it, but, you know, overall it seems to be still attacking us as though, you know, it's not legal. So how can it be that the entire state votes on our program, manifests our program, gives us a rule book to follow? We follow it, and as soon as we find ways to make it go, people like Madeline Martinez and Stormy Ray interject their 1085 foot 12-inch rules. We're the only state in the nation of the medical cannabis states that has a 12-inch rule on our babies, our clones and such. So if you were to take a normal-sized clone, which is anywhere from 8 to 10 inches, in a few days, you're actually over the limit.
Right. Right.
Anyway.
So they were responsible for that and other things that we're going to bring to light, and we have to bring them to light because these are the folks that are spearheading the movement and claim to be representing our best interests. And in this case, there isn't any other voice out there besides the one I'm hearing, the voice of reason, which really exposes this type of thinking and informs people as to how things are going. And at the same time, stands a chance of formulating an intelligent response to this campaign that this conglomerate of corporate media giants have in distorting, duping, and demeaning our efforts as a viable alternative to an economic collapse.
Well, the problem is
that's what I get out of it.
That the problem comes down to the money issue on the price of cannabis. For so many years before 1085, it was illegal to get anything for as any kind of restitution from growing what you're giving to your patients. You could not charge them one red cent. So, of course, Madeline Martinez told everyone in the very beginning here, anybody charging, any growers charging patients, turn them into the police. Now, if you compare that with the Mafia taking out all of its competition, then putting in only its dealers in there, that's literally what Normal did to our community.
So doing
more
today,
important
they're expanding
than,
into Bend.
Yes, more important than anything is the testing. The moms and pops and all the old hippies and all that, we built the organic standard. We've created Oregon Tilth and all the different certification agencies that safeguard our food. Well, the same thing was mainly because of our herb. So that all the old growers and all the people who really produce kind, really, really good kind herb have been doing it organically with no chemicals, no avid, like Madeline gives out like water, which kills people, and other such chemicals ever anywhere near anything we grew. You know, to us, it wasn't just about the money. It was about the lifestyle and the culture that came from it, the creativeness, the artists, the money that we had as growers that came to us, we put back into the community. So if you look at a community like Eugene, you found that during our heyday, we had the largest amount of worker-owned businesses, the largest amount of co-ops in the world in one little town of Eugene. Because instead of the money going to the cabals, the cartels, ending up in Mexico, or going off and being multiplied in all kinds of directions from the criminal aspects, it went to the locals, who spent it on the locals, who kept it in the local economy. But the DEA didn't like the fact of a community being successful and rising from the ashes after the timber crisis in Eugene, and so made it the DEA training ground. They took out every single one of the people that were kind and replaced them with their controlled growers who couldn't give a rat's butt about the safety of anything that they're manifesting. They're doing it for the money. They pay off the police, pay off everybody, and keep the same criminal empire in place. That is the normal model.
Monopoly.
Catocracy. Yes, the other part that they did was they instituted this program with the caregiver cards. Before 1085, you could pretty much have as many patients as a grower as you want. But after that, it became only four patients per grower. But you can be a caregiver to an unlimited amount of people. So you have the patient assign themselves as the grower at your location, and the next thing you know, you have multiple card growers at places, and you're able to grow, you know, not the 24 plants, but as many as you have cards for. That is actually, in the law enforcement's view and in the letter of the law, called conspiracy. And that is being allowed to happen with those people who are paying off the police or involved with the normal cabal. But anybody else is going to try and do it, that's going to do it in a kind manner, that's going to give back all the money to the community, is promptly going to get arrested for it. Now, these different little dispensaries and clubs that are going on, it's a very good idea. But there still becomes this little bit of a problem that if anybody gets a burr up their butt, they can call the police and have them arrested.
Yep.
And
yep.
One lie will lead to another. And the big problem is to hire an attorney. It's going to cost thousands of dollars. To have somebody fight the case is going to cost more and more thousands of dollars. And anybody that stands up to the cartel, the normal cartel, is going to experience that. Because
that's exactly what's happening. You know, it's so true. So, you know, this is moving right into, the reference points we've established tonight, fabricating these falsehoods, exposing, you know, the elements which continue to misrepresent and dupe us for something that we're not. This measure is so unique in so many ways and perfect in so many ways that all it requires is really a source of creativity and a real detailed look at how this holistic care providing association and these relationships can be integrated into a home based economy where holistic care and practices and skills and ways and means and crafting become the resources for the way we generate income today. And it's not just in one way or another. There is a lot of barter. There is a lot of trade. There are alternative resources. We have a river hour currency. We have the gorge-grown food network. We have an entire economy ready to overlay today's shattered future, uncertain economy, and the future that's help me with this, Phil. I'm all worked up.
Okay.
Man. I want to go back to the article.
Okay, going back to the article, I was personally insulted by the fact of saying that, by this one person saying it's all a scam. Even before I was on this program, when I had my home stolen from me by fraud and forgery, the reason I use that is I have a family history of glaucoma. I actually am one of those 500 people in the state here who do have glaucoma and seizures and other things that it actually keeps under control. And instead of being on these bloody drugs that will freaking kill you, make you a zombie, and make you dysfunctional, I lost my job on the damn drugs that made me so freaking crazy.
Right, right.
Because I'm not used to and have never taken drugs my whole life. Smoked pot all my life. But I've had glaucoma diagnosed since I'm young. It's kept my ability to see, function, and be functional in society. So there's one thing that I'm very deeply offended over. It is medicine for me. It has been medicine for people in glaucoma since the beginning of every program in this world. Known that it helps relieve the pressure and keeps your eyes working and all of those things.
As
all right.
Well as so many other things. You know, the article goes on to say that, Oregon's somewhat unclear medical marijuana law makes no mention of dispensary. Well, they're referring to this unclear, hazy medical marijuana law. It's far from that. It's very explicit. It's well written. It's defined to create relief for patients, alternatives to pain, organic alternatives, and even more so, it stimulates relationships. It stimulates so many qualities that go into building rapport and building bonds that can create abundance. And that's what it's really about. It's about helping each other. It's about finding ways of providing services and value and really discovering all the alternatives there are to healing and to taking care of yourself than what you knew, than what you ever thought was available. And that's what's happening.
There's two other parts here. It alone, cannabis alone, is like anything alone. It is one part of a
care
system. You cannot say
right.
It's going to cure everything because it's not.
Exactly.
Especially if you don't take care of your body. Jesus healed the sick, but if they didn't take care of themselves, they're just going to die again. And it's the same thing. This herb is a miracle herb, but if you don't take care of yourself or end the bad habits in your life that caused you to get sick in the first place, all it's going to do is delay your eventual demise or lessen the pain to that point. But everything
right.
that we've done has always been holistic. We're vegetarian. We're vegan organic growers. And I keep going back to this main thing, that even within the original letter of the law, the testing is the most important thing. If people are going to
be
selling
anything.
Okay, so we're
getting around to that. Phil, on that note, we have this weekend, we've got the M-Scale crew out of Eugene, Corvallis, which this group and this think tank has been busy with seminars and roundtable discussions and presentations of an amazing system of and terminology and a whole new patient caregiver type of professional system that uses all of the terms and all of the guidelines and framework of the medical industry to describe the application or the recommendation of cannabis to specific conditions, to genetic details, and to the physiology that will legitimize not only the research behind it, which they say is not thorough enough or is too vague to validate the value.
Thousands of studies, and they're vague. Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
And they're all very vague. And continuing to deny.
They're not done in America under the you must do it this way or Reich authorization. That's why they don't want to accept it. It's not from the Reich. But what they got from the Reich told them the same thing, so they sent the doctor back and said, hey, you know what? You're fired. If they don't, if it doesn't say what they want it to say, it doesn't exist. That's their view. Even while they hold the patent on neuroprotectant and antioxidant properties of cannabis, which shows medical and by the Department of Health and Human Services. So,
well, we can go on about that forever, but I want to rope it back in again, Phil, to the shady journalism and the tactics used by the Willamette Week, so that people can understand the subliminal imprints that go along with word associations and with ideas that build upon a federal class one criminal type of vocabulary and residue that does nothing but continue to portray us as dope dealers, as now we're the weed the people, as potheads, as people who are irresponsible and are desperate for the New Deal or this year's fashion. And that's not the case. You know, going into the article and looking at its psychology, it follows very common
psychological brainwashing.
Psychological brainwashing. Exactly.
People that something that isn't harmful is harmful. No, the same thing exists. I was talking to Cliff Duvall earlier from Texas, from Waco, Texas Normal. And what he was saying is you can't address the legislator in Texas. It is so steeped with its racism and its not using the proper terminology. You cannot call it cannabis to the legislature. You cannot spell it with a J as marijuana. It has to be spelled as marijuana with an H. And that's the only way you can address it in the Texas legislature in any way, shape, or form, because it comes out of the racist laws passed, some of the very first ones in 1907, I think it was, or 1912, I can't remember which date he gave me, as the first laws against cannabis in the United States, against marijuana. So it's still on the laws that you have to address it, not as cannabis in its proper nomenclature, but you have to address it as a Mexican slang-worded, stereotyped element, not granting it any status or its Latin name root or any other status to it. They'll even, do heroin, opium, and all of those things by their proper terminology, but not marijuana.
Right. That's right. So what we're trying to do is reach out, like we have been doing today. We spent the day surveying clinics and calling compassion centers and resource centers to ask them what they felt, what they think about today's article. And oddly enough, they said that many of them received calls from the Willamette Week asking if they sold weed. And, of course, the response was, unless you're a cardholder, a patient, or a provider, and actually, come in to meet with us and bring your credentials, then we really don't have a response for you. We're not going to respond to such stupidity or the suggestion that we are dealing in a controlled substance. Now they want to emphasize that this is an unregulated loaded cannon. And what they're saying in the article is that it's completely unregulated, and they're portraying us as being an industry, a burgeoning industry, growing out of basements and covered shop fronts and underground and behind the scenes. And that may be true, but for the most part, we're coming out with it, and they're even referring to it as an economic bright spot. And now they're talking about regulating the measure. Well, we're already regulated. Many of us pay taxes. We are sole proprietors. We file our Schedule Cs. We keep a ledger of expenses. We know what we're doing. We are entrepreneurs. I've been doing it for 20 years. So this is very much a regulated, accountable type of program where you're responsible for expenses and income.
I would agree with the fact of someone growing for the state, if it weren't the Martinez cartel and or anything
normal.
That's why I'm mentioning that. It's written in there. That's written in there, and that was Peter Buckley's thing. But the problem simply goes back to this testing. These are people who are willing to spray with Abbott and pass it off to people who can die from it. And this is what we
need. They don't know how to push their plants.
No.
Yeah.
They don't care about
that.
This is about money for them.
Well, not only that, but they are not applying cannabis sativa in a holistic fashion. They're not utilizing
the
herb as a medicine. It is for money.
No, it's for money.
And
they don't care.
Weed the people, dude. Weed the people, and let's get to the nitty-gritty of what this is and what it isn't. And that's what's coming up in the very near future. Now we've got, you know, we've got Cliff on board. We've got Rick Stagenberg. We've got Chris Rich. We've got yourself. We've got myself, and B. Kyle and Captain America and the rest of us, and know that we do have the ways and means to create a great stir of interest in who we are as artists and what we do and as men of knowledge, move this into a new light and introduce through a higher form of integrity and through art education and works, ways, and means, an economy that works, a whole new vocabulary, a whole new currency, a
now,
whole
let's,
new food
let's,
network, a whole new alternative energy, eco-team
let's go back to why. Let's go back to why this corporate shill of a newspaper presents it in the image it does. They don't want it legal right now because that would enable a lot of very small people who have not suffered the jackboot on their throat, to get themselves established, learn, get certified, get in programs that would certify all the organics and getting the testing things going before the corporate gets in. The corporate, in the meantime, has put their shills out here in amongst normal and other groups to learn everything they can so that they can take it back to their investors and set up the big mega grows and everything else and cut mom and pop off. And they literally do not give a flying, excuse my old world slang, fuck about any single solitary person on the planet. If somebody gets killed with Avid, so be it. They don't give a fuck to them. And they
What about prescribing candy to a baby and amplifying their neurotic social condition that we have today and driving them into classic case dysfunctional mentalities? Violence. Fallout.
The violence is the thing.
And the violence comes with the chemicals.
All of it. You know, it's an excuse. The hydroponics is an excuse to not put in the work to create something that's good for you, won't kill you, won't hurt you. To quote I'm doing an article right now for one of the major magazines specifically about this issue of contamination and adulteration and such, and the fact that there is no testing. And right now, in California, one of the major labs down there is getting all these samples in. That used to be a rarity and an oddity that they would get cannabis samples in to test. Now it's becoming an everyday and regular occurrence. According to them, what they're finding is all of these chemicals, products, and stuff advertised in all these magazines are showing up in large quantities in every sample that they're testing. Not only that, but these products are causing other problems of contamination, mold, and different combinations of these chemicals causing different reactions that are causing harm to patients. So that's why now all of a sudden all these beautiful buds are all showing up at all of these test facilities, because they may be beautiful, but they're freaking deadly.
They're phony. Okay, so we're going to come back to that because we know we've got a minute of live radio access, but we're going to extend it into an afterthought, and this is going to be recorded after the fact. But let me take 60 seconds to break here. Phil, we'll come back as we will first and foremost let people know about the up-and-coming M-Scale project. This is a very good representation of where this is going today. On Saturday, January 15th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Mary's, 8727 North Lombard Street in Portland, we're going to have representations of the M-Scale project, M-Scale research, tools, new language, patient surveys and workings, ways and means to work with your patient and physician, contractual obligations, and so on and so forth, legal issues, strain registration, and evaluation walkthrough of value that cardholders that's available to a cardholder today and their responsibilities with that. Advanced programming, leveraging M-Scale to further your message and improving your communication skills, which, as you can tell, I definitely need some help in that category. I'm rather fired up and for good reason. You've got patient sciences and just a whole list. I've got six different channels that are going to be streaming through the LiveWire, through the Noosphere, through the Planet Art Network and the local Patient Advocate Network centers, all of the details you need to formulate a professional orientation to professional care providing from home, and becoming a holistic wellness practitioner plus one. So don't be shy in contacting a friend and going down to the M-Scale roundtable discussion. It might not be so round because, well, it's big and round, but it's coming streamlined, and so we really want to steal your mind. It's in the afternoon, you know. If you're a patient or if you're into medicating in the afternoon, know that's the worst time for your brain to be getting busy from 2:30 to 5, and you're going to be taxed with a great deal of information and a steep learning curve. So be good to yourself, be kind to yourself, empty your cup. Be filled with something fresh, something new, and no, that's what's coming in. So look forward to that. We're going to hop, skip over to the switchboard to plug in some more 5-0 live wire. This is Citizen Target Recordings, and it's most definitely a free speech zone.
Okay, do you want me to call back or what?
Hang on there, buddy. Check it out.
Do you want me to hang on or to call you back?
No, he doesn't have a car. He had lent him the car during the last year, and then when he turned around Christmas time, he returned it. Viv returned it, and then Paul's just going to give it back.
Okay.
Money to stick our way, you know what I mean? He should be generous to everybody instead of just to a few.
He must be whole or something.
So it's on that article. This one. So it's one of those progressive radio thingy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So they wanted somebody else's opinion. Since I'm, like, trying to be, I shouldn't say trying to be, they keep trying to rope me into being involved in all this stuff. So I'm just kind of, like, doing what I can. I'm on hold.
he's back.
Hey, Phil, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I just had to touch bases with the owner here. She's very clear that I'm welcome, but I can't take up all the space in the video lottery lounge, even though nobody's here. There must be a number of ghosts in the house that appear to be here who aren't really here that appear to be running the show.
I told you that, man. Half the places are trying to do anything. The best thing, look, I go to Red and Black. You know why? It's hippies. They're newer kids hippies, but they're still hippies. I mean, I love the folks here. You know, they got dogs and dreads, and it looks like home. Feels comfortable. It's like putting a
shoe
on.
It is home.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Now they're doing a benefit. Hey, they're doing a benefit to buy their own building. You know that it's a cooperative, and you were telling me about how far back these guys go. But the Red and Black,
they
have a benefit.
No, I don't.
They have a benefit coming.
I got one in there.
Pull it up on the live wire. Do you know when their benefit's coming up for their new building? They're trying to buy that building.
I don't know. I don't see anything about their benefit right now, but I'll ask. There's a bunch of people here that are people here, so we'll find out. Hey,
this is
I
what
can
I
help
love
them
about
out.
My Facebook. Hold on. I can go right to my Facebook and tell you when this benefit's going to be. And there it is. And we'll just go right over to the profile. If you're tuning into the Progressive Party blog talk live wire, you know that Bud Justice and friends are holding space here for good reason. And you can always check out Bud's wall on the Facebook wire. And in this case,
things doesn't work very well.
Okay, well, we're going to check into that because some people have problems with technology, and I'm not exempt from that. But in this case, in any case,
technology.
You know, in roping it into, let's go into the Red and Black ThinkLink. And
oh, you
work
at the studio. Kids are great, man. Kids here are great. You guys are freaking great. No, I mean, I love the kids here,
you
man.
Know,
really, literally. It reminds
it
me of,
you guys,
of me and Eugene.
Hey, we wouldn't be half as hip if it wasn't for you cats, man. You know, we've always been believers. We've always kept good company with y'all, and we know that this the shift of the age is here, and so we're, you know, it's really an exciting time to be, you know, a mature individual, you know, between 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, participating in genesis of a new cycle. So anyway, yeah, it is interesting. Here we have a fancy dinner for the Red and Black Cafe, which is located right off of, that would be 11th and Star Block.
11th and Oak.
North.
12th and Oak.
11th and Oak. Okay.
12th and Oak.
And
412th Street.
It's a 400
Southeast 12th.
Okay. And, of course, this is happening on January 19th at 7:30 p.m. And again, it's...
That's funny. That's when California Normals Conference is.
Oh,
down
good.
In Berkeley.
Well,
it's on the 19th or... I think it's the 19th or 26th, but I think it's the 19th.
Well, let's find somebody to blog with, shall we? And we'll broadcast live from the Red and Black Collective Family Style Cafe, which is going to be a banquet at that. It's a 5-course dinner, y'all, and so we know that there'll be
cool,
fine eats and we'll be fine eats and all sorts of goodies, and we might get there a little, you know, we'll get there early and lay out the spread for
cool.
you.
Cool, that would be a
mat.
Fantastic location for them. Just a good people.
Yeah,
just good
yeah,
people.
Bring,
we love them.
Bring your cards. Bring your, you know, yourself as you really are, and bring all those divinatory crafts and high flying dreams
question.
That you have.
Still on?
Are we still on for Saturday?
No, are we still on blog or on radio?
Oh yeah. We're not live on the blog, but we're being recorded, and we've got another 20 minutes to round out the hour's worth, which is really, again, thank you to the Blog Talk engineering crew and to those people that have provided such a fine utility, along with our face heads who have given us just an incredible personal networking utility. And if it wasn't for you folks, we would certainly not be doing what we're doing today. And we've been empowered, to say the least, with these utilities. And now we're about ready to launch a very creative outreach education campaign. I know that between Lex and Chris and myself, just myself alone, I've got a good, 200-300 hours of broadcast-worthy media that it's just, I mean, it's cutting edge.
I get about 2,000 hours. You know, maybe more, a little more. 2,500 hours, somewhere around there.
All right. Well, we're going to be streaming the beams. We're going to be streaming the beams to an homeland's town near you with meaningful content and some real-time response mechanisms. So if you are interested, just know we have been producing this great mountain of work on a shoestring budget pulling the weight of a nation, and we need your assistance. And we'd like, out of this program segment, to implant the idea that we need a unified media conglomerate of intelligent agents who can respond in a timely manner to shady articles and journalism like the Willamette Week today. And, yep, and we've been doing that all along, but we have not been unified and we have not been supported. And we need to formulate a 501. We've got a 501c3 now. If we can get together and really put the spin on this media and create a network which encourages people to be in touch and to utilize hemp products and to tune in to network marketing income engines like Young Living and other ways of supporting each other and supporting your care provider and refining your care provider so that he or she is actually learning new skills and applying those skills within the New Start context, which is herbology, which is the best of biology, which is juice enzyme therapy, which is raw food, blood type diet, acid alkaline dynamics, your digestion, you know, all the aesthetic practices of the Pratipika and the Shatkarmas, which are totally overlooked in today's yoga industry. Okay, to discover the benefits of cannabis within a yogic context, within a context of strength building, of, and that which prepares you for meditation and the ceasing of thought or the stilling of the mind and the capacity to truly feel your environment and others, the reconciliation between self and others, all of the funk that's come with the 1260 corporatocracy and the ego that is entrenched in information and degrees and trained in institutions for minimum wage jobs, taking on debts that you will never be able to repay, encouraged into mortgages and child support obligations and car payments and basically work to death, outspent. You'll never pay off the bills that you owe. And now, according to the Willamette Week, about 3-4 weeks ago, they're putting you in jail for not being able to pay your bills. It's called debtor's prison, and this is why the FEMA camps. And this is how the federal government and the corporatocracy is going to begin to create jobs with inmates. And who are they using but the young man today? Who are they using but the workhorse of America? That they're shattering, the kids that they're stealing from us. I haven't seen my kid in 3 years. He's in Clackamas County. I paid over $50,000 in attorney fees and filing fees and countless amounts of hours in research. And I haven't seen my kid in 3 years.
Well, it's selective persecution, selective prosecution. It's selectively targeting those that they feel are most threat to them. They then take them, knock them down, knock them out, make it impossible, as the saying goes, to get back up off your knees. It's a police state? No, it's a slavery state. It's criminally run, not run by police or the power structure of a police state. It's a kleptocracy run by criminals for the benefit of criminals, and everything is geared so that the honorable person in anything gets knocked out so that the dishonorable person gets to take over the market. That's the reality that we're dealing with.
So you're coming through with such clarity and such an edge. You know, how can anybody hear those words and have that understanding and not feel inclined to participate or support or forward each other in collective, cooperative endeavors to generate abundance from home and create a firewall, a defense coalition?
Well, because we're mainly a threat. If you are an educated individual as opposed to a corrupted individual, you see through the BS, you work on the truth as the essence of everything that you do, and you work as the goal of kindness, compassion, and building all the positive aspects that we were taught to
throughout our lives to follow, not to follow things that aren't good, but to do things for merit. You know, our generation was all brought up, you know, with the role models of Martin Luther King and Gandhi and President Kennedy and all these people who gave great sacrifice and gave to the country. All of our founding fathers had long hair and fought for the rights that we have. So we came up with all that, grew our hair long, fought for what we believed was right because we were educated. And, of course, the first thing they did was destroy the educational system so that people would not be able to fight back because they'd be too stupid to know what the truth was.
That's why I'm overqualified, eh?
Right.
I can't get a job because I'm overqualified, and when they do a
no,
search
because
on
you
Jason
might,
Gibson, they see he's gainfully self-employed and actually
has
more dimension to him than what they're willing to tolerate in their you know, job descriptions. It's so true, you know, and it's enough to drive you mad. So we're doing our very best to channel that energy into social forums and art entertainment and a showcase of interest. And what I really like, Phil, in the last couple of weeks, what I've seen is I've seen benefits by some very prestigious circus organizations and artists and musicians who are taking up the banner of citizens' rights, are taking up the banner of the labor union drive to inform people of unemployment and its far-reaching effects and how that steps down into family life today. All of these things. So, you know, roping it in, help me rope it in again to this article. You know, what we're looking at in this article is some big statistics. You know, they're talking that there's an estimated 1 million plants or so in Oregon or throughout Oregon. And then they're going on to really bloat all of these figures in terms of revenues and the number of patients and caregivers and growers and so on and so forth. And of course that what that means is that they're trying to attract the interest of more than likely the feds and other corporate investors into stepping in to take responsibility for something that appears to be unmanageable and out of control.
Well,
moving on throughout the article, we've got a very interesting introduction to Stony Girl and her partner. And, you know, I've heard this, that, and the other, but they're a very outspoken and industrious couple, to say the least. It's interesting. I don't know enough about them to
I'll put it this way. I like them as opposed to Madeline. You know, they may be a little bit too gung-ho for some of my own likes, but a comparison between somebody who sees a business opportunity and wants to make it happen as opposed to a criminal who sees a criminal opportunity and makes it happen. I'll go with the people who look at it as a business rather than a group of people who look at more ways to put people in jail. So,
well, I'll tell you, the difference between,
I like.
Okay, I hear you. And the difference between what they're doing and what we're doing is, first and foremost, this isn't a business to us. I mean, we're businessmen, but we know the value.
I'm a hippie. This is our life.
As a professional, as someone who genuinely has experienced the benefits of these practices of a holistic lifestyle, of a lifestyle that's off the grid, rooted in natural time, rooted in the building blocks of genuine good health and nature. I'm adamant
sounds like a hippie
about
to me.
Returning to, well, and so be it, you know, which is actually a slander of the Hopi. But and nowadays, the hippies are getting a bad rap,
of course,
we're on top of the game. No wonder. It's no wonder. Which is also no wonder why, you know, we're producing lunacy, you know, and stories from the streets, which you can check out on January 28th and January 29th with a reception to follow at the Selwood Masonic Lodge. You're going to definitely meet some night monks of Thelema and perhaps a few walk-ins from the remnants of what's left of what we know as the Knights Templar Association. That would be
be nice to see.
The old way. You know, uh-huh. That's at 7126 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue. Tickets are $12 and donations are encouraged. Of course, nobody's turned away for lack of funds. And it's produced in association with Fertile Ground. And again, this is another way that we choose to celebrate our community and the way that we choose to medicate is under the influence of high arts and high entertainment and you know, more or less a folk culture that's coming from a mindset of abundance and a lifestyle, a simple lifestyle, an organic lifestyle. And, you know, that takes us right into the passion behind tonight's interview, which will hopefully plant a seed for the development of a defense coalition, what we're going to be putting the spin on as the Oregon Cannabis Defense Coalition. Within that framework of interest, Chris Rich has made it clear that he doesn't want to represent as a 501c3 or have the government involved in anything that he's doing through the First United Congregation of Constitutional Sovereign Citizens, which will be a study group and a very distinct facet of interest, which will give you the tools, ways, and means to truly understand your the opportunity to take advantage of your Constitution and Bill of Rights and to take advantage of some of those things that have been forgotten or some facets of law and order and the representation thereof that can truly empower you and put your mind at ease and quicken the rapport between parties and associates and what have you. So know that that's forthcoming. We do have a patient advocate network that is best represented through Gorge Wellness, gorgewellness.org. The Columbia River Gorge is an amazing playground for exploration and offers a great deal of value to people who are interested in hydrotherapy and hot springs and yoga and massage. And we have our Turbosonic dealership in Hood River. We have our retreat at the La Tourelle Falls, as well as the Ine Ray Association, and of course our relations in Mosier. Big shout out to those folks. Know that you can always call in to the Progressive Blog Talk channel on the live wire. Usually we provide that phone number. Phil, do you have that phone number right offhand?
Hold on. 347-934-0427. I'm going to have to sign out, man.
Hey, why don't you come over here? I want to buy you a beer. I'm at the Slammer. Two blocks east.
No, I understand that, but I've got to run.
Cameron the Led Zeppelin, and I want to revel, and I want to catch up with you I thought we were going to spend some time on the net, but... that's my girl Ida calling as well. We are going out to a show, out to a gig. I want to thank you, bro, for recharging your batteries through the live wire, and the content that's going out is definitely going to be well received and heard by many a keen. So, thanks again, Phil.
Sounds good. Talk at you. You have
good.
A nice night.
All right, we'll see you soon. You too.
Bye.
Good night. Yep, there you have it. It's I like it when things work like that. You know, we really squeezed in a great deal of insight within the last hour. Half an hour of that was live, and the other 20-30 minutes is on the fly, and that's the way we like it, on location, on the fly. Media hounds are most definitely... cannaboids and pan-agent networkers who are taking more of an active role in shaping the mainstream perception of the Medical Marijuana Act, which is now approaching its 13th year. We are adamant about flowering the power now that we've come this great distance. We want to preserve our rights to do so and deter the corporatocracy, habit, in the Tower of Babel, from coveting what we've regained for you. And know that there is a minority pulling the weight of the majority. And in this case, a lot of people taking advantage of this measure who need to hear these blog talk segments and need to see the outreach media that has helped to grant you Measure 67, mind you, and know that we have played our best part, we played the best part that we can, or we put our best efforts forward, and it's all we can do for now. And this may sound like a desperate plea for your grace, my Lord, and for the assistance of our brothers and sisters who know better, because that's exactly what it is. We are by and large outnumbered, vagabonds, living from one couch to the next, and they've done everything they can to keep us from being gainfully employed. I myself, but justice, have a warrant out for my arrest for failure to pay child support to a child I have not seen in over 3 years. I paid over $50,000 for my child. He's the most important facet of my life today. And if you folks at Mama's, and you know who you are, Lynn Simon, you knew who you are, Sandy Burbank and Madeline Martinez, and you wenches who have prevented the goodness of my efforts to come through and have firewalled my attempts to participate in a movement that I've been involved in since 1993. If you think you can take my kid away from me, if you think that you can rob me of my fatherhood and my rights to be this way and to live and walk in a good way, you got another thing coming. If you think we're going to forget about how you tried to destroy us, how you tried to manipulate and lock us up, how you are using the system today to imprison me. You've already taken everything that I've got. You've got all the resources you could possibly have. You married into big money. You're still not happy, and your kids are miserable, and they have all sorts of mental disease and disequilibrium as a result of your falsehood and your projections of such. The way that you're alienating fathers in Clackamas County, the way that you're alienating families today, the way that you create the dysfunction, the way that you strap us with fines and fees that we cannot pay, with bills that we can never respond to, with demands after demand after demand. Brothers, find out about this Defense Coalition. Find out about the work of William Dixon, Without Prejudice, Uniform Commercial Code. If there's merit and validity in what I have to offer you tonight, I would pray that you would forward it, that you would be in touch with us, that you would call in, tap our website, splashwebs.org, gorgewellness.org, laborlocals.upcsites.org, go to the Bud Justice Facebook, be the facehead that you are, check out Jason G. Gibson on MySpace. How many more calling cards and references do you need? Is this a desperate call? It is. Because we know better. We know the value of this life. We have perhaps a year to reorganize ourselves and truly get strong and be ready for the types of changes that are weathering this country. Full-on economic collapse, perhaps a Cascadia bioregional first planetary world peace, and the ultimate game between the patriotic terrorists and the green meanies and the Federal Reserve and the corpocracy, the hypocrisy, the zealots, and the envy of today's age. If you're sick, if you're not well, get there quick. If you're a patient and your provider isn't well, fire him and get a new one. All right, well, in the meanwhile, chew on this, eh? We'll be right back. there you have it. Good night, all. Thank you.